This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's first National General Convention commencing today in Chitwan, convention to elect new central leadership and endorse party statute. Mustang welcomes over 700,000 tourists in the current fiscal year. International Yoga Day being observed today with various programs. And Iran claims Strait of Hormuz closure raises concerns over Lebanon strikes ahead of U.S. talks. Now the news in detail. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP, is beginning its first general convention in Bharatpur of Chitwan today with all preparations completed. Party spokesperson Manish Jha said arrangements for the venue, accommodation, transportation, security and volunteer mobilization have been finalized. The convention will be inaugurated by party president Ravi Lamithane and Prime Minister and senior party leader Balendra Shah. A total of 3,918 delegates from across the country are expected to participate. Ahead of the convention, the party's Central Committee approved a proposal to expand the Central Committee from 121 to 151 members, aiming to increase women's representation in key leadership positions. The convention will elect new central leadership and discuss statute amendments, policy proposals and current political issues to strengthen the party's organizational structure and future direction. According to the information shared, RSP currently has around 500,000 members and has completed conventions in 610 local levels with representatives selected from 64 districts across 6 provinces. Leaders from other political parties have also been invited to the inaugural session. The convention will be held till the 23rd of June in Chitwan. President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, RSP Ravi Lamithane, has said that his party will always remain committed and oriented towards democracy. In a meeting held in Chitwan yesterday ahead of the party's general convention, Lamithane said they stood on the foundation of those who contributed to bringing the country to its current state, the Federal Democratic Republic, the constitution of the country. Instructing the party leaders and cadres to present themselves as responsible citizens regardless of their role, President Lamithane emphasized the need to stay away from unhealthy competition. The Ministry of Home Affairs has launched a call center to receive and address grievances, complaints and suggestions concerning its areas of responsibility. Spokesperson at the Ministry Ananda Kafle shared that the facility named Hello Home Call Center was launched with the objective to make the ministry's services more effective, transparent and responsive. Mustang has welcomed over 700,000 tourists in the current fiscal year 2025-26. A total of 705,754 individuals entered the region from July to May. This figure matches the total number of visitors from the previous fiscal year, indicating a steady interest in the area. The data collected by the Border Police Station in Mustang highlights that 460,924 of these tourists were domestic, while 244,830 were international. The peak tourist season in Mustang typically occurs in May, coinciding with the start of summer. The International Yoga Day is being observed today with various programs promoting the benefits of yoga and healthy living. The theme for this year's Yoga Day is Yoga for Healthy Aging, and the day focuses on highlighting yoga's role in promoting longevity, mobility and preventive health care in aging populations. International Yoga Day is celebrated every year on 21st June at the call of the United Nations General Assembly since 2016. It may be noted that Nepal has a long tradition of yoga practice and also observes National Yoga Day annually on Magh 1, which falls on mid-January. President Ramchandra Podel yesterday observed the Bhoto Jatra festival at Jawla Khel, marking the conclusion of the month-long Ratto Machindranath Chariot Festival. During the ceremony, the traditional jewel-studded bhoto, believed to belong to Ratto Machindranath, the deity of rain and good harvest, was displayed before the public. Vice President Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister Balendra Shah, Chief Justice Dr. Manoj Sharma and National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal were also present at the occasion. Home Minister Sudan Gurung, along with senior government officials and a large number of devotees, attended the annual cultural and religious event. The shortage for the past 2 months of drugs used to treat cancer is come to an end. Kiran Sundar Bhajracharya, information officer at the Department of Drug Administration, said that drugs used in chemotherapy treatment will be easily available in a few days. There has been a shortage of chemotherapy drugs including carboplatin and cisplatin for the past 2 months. Meanwhile, President of the Nepal Drug Suppliers Association Pawan Acharya said that they are importing the medicine to Nepal even though it is expensive to prevent shortages in the treatment of patients. He said that there will be no shortage of medicine after the government adjusts the price. The fifth convocation ceremony of the Agriculture and Forest University was held in Chitwan yesterday. A total of 2,193 students have graduated from the university with a variety of degrees. On the occasion, University Pro-Chancellor and Minister for Education and Sports, Sasmit Pokhrel, said that the government is making every effort to improve this sector as the country's future relies on the development of agriculture. The Education Minister also urged the graduating students to consider the academic degree they have received not just as a certificate but as a symbol of responsibility towards the nation. Inspector General of Police IGP Dan Bahadur Karki has stressed that active public participation is essential alongside police efforts to control drug abuse and other crimes. The head of the primary law enforcement agency of the country said so while addressing the inaugural session of the Chapa campaign against narcotic drug abuse in Birtamod of Chapa district yesterday. IGP Karki lamented that despite the implementation of more than 15,000 awareness programs across the country aimed at preventing drug abuse, the expected outcomes were dismal. During the event, Chief Minister of Kosi Province Hikmat Kumar Karki expressed his concern that Chapa district remains one of the country's most sensitive districts in terms of drug-related risk. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Iran has claimed it has again closed the Strait of Hormuz following Israeli airstrikes in southern Lebanon, saying the attacks violated a recent agreement with the United States aimed at ending regional hostilities. According to the BBC, the United States has disputed the claim. A spokesperson for U.S. Central Command said commercial shipping continues to move through the strategic waterway and that U.S. forces are monitoring the situation. The Strait of Hormuz is a vital global shipping route through which around 20% of the world's oil and liquefied natural gas supplies pass. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has traveled to Switzerland for talks with Iranian officials scheduled for Sunday today. The discussions are expected to focus on Iran's nuclear program and efforts to maintain the ceasefire in Lebanon. The latest developments come amid renewed tensions between Israel and Hezbollah. Both sides have accused each other of violating a recently announced ceasefire, while reports indicate continued exchanges of fire and airstrikes in southern Lebanon. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain generally cloudy over the hilly and mountainous regions of the country as well as the Tarai region of Kosi province today. Madhes province and the Tarai areas of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces are likely to experience partly cloudy conditions, while the Tarai region of Lumbini and Sudarpaschim provinces will remain mostly fair. There is a chance of moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at several places in the hilly and mountainous areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at isolated locations in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhur Paschim provinces today. Moderate rainfall is also likely in the parts of Kosi, Tarai and a few locations across the Tarai regions of Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Heavy rainfall is possible at one or two places in the hilly and Tarai areas of Kosi province today. Meanwhile, heat wave conditions are likely in some parts of the Tarai region of Lumbini and Sudhur Paschim provinces, while hot day conditions may persist in some in parts of the Tarai areas of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's first National General Convention commencing today in Chitwan. Convention to elect new central leadership and endorse party statute. Mustang welcomes over 700,000 tourists in the current fiscal year. International Yoga Day being observed today with various programs. And Iran claims Strait of Hormuz closure raises concerns over Lebanon strikes ahead of U.S. talks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.